Now from Dr. King's famous letter from a Birmingham jail to the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church, Birmingham, Alabama, has long been one of the centers of the civil rights movement. Tanya Ott is the news director of WGHM in Birmingham. She joins us now from the historic Boltwell Auditorium, I hope I said that correctly, to give us some reaction. Did I get it right, Tanya?
You know, Tony, we've heard several different ways of pronouncing it today. It's Boltwell.
Boltwell, okay. How are the residents there taking it, particularly given the history of Birmingham and the civil rights struggle?
Well, you know, you're right. This entire day was wrapped up in history from the moment you walked into Boltwell, where across the front windows of the building, there were pictures of President Obama and then pictures of the civil rights foot soldiers engaged in rallies and protests in the early 1960s. That set the stage. You walked into Boltwell, you've got 6,000 people packing the place, red, white, and blue everywhere, video tributes and montages to the civil rights foot soldiers, many of them in the audience as well. There was one in particular, there was a tribute to the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, who listeners may be familiar with. He was really sort of the pioneer of the Birmingham campaign. He's the one that brought in Martin Luther King Jr. His house had 16 sticks of dynamite put under it, and it exploded while he was in the home. He was beaten when he tried to enroll his daughters in an all-white school in the 1960s. Reverend Shuttlesworth, certainly one of the unsung and sung heroes of the civil rights movement here in Birmingham, was here on hand to watch President Obama be inaugurated.
I would imagine that if there were to be a place where there would be tears flowing today, that Birmingham, Alabama would be that place.
You know, we saw a little bit of tears, but we saw a whole lot of dancing and flag waving and chanting. It really was just an entire crowd, thousands of people, very, very invigorated and engaged in the process. And talking about, you know, how it took this long to get to this place. I talked to a woman named Connie Hunt, who grew up in South Alabama. She was born in the 1950s, and she talked about having to walk into the backs of restaurants, not being able to enter through the front door, and about how schools were segregated. And she talked about how important it was to her now that things have changed so much, that this was a symbol of the change that this state and this country have gone through.
Tanya, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Tanya Ott, news director for WGHM in Birmingham, Alabama. She joined us from the studios there.